Hello, and welcome to the Naked Marriage Podcast.
Welcome to the Naked Marriage Podcast.
And welcome to the Naked Marriage Podcast.
This is a special 20th anniversary episode for their wedding.
Hello, and welcome to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. And as you heard, we had some different voices in the studio today, and they are some of our very favorite voices, and that's our sons, because today is one of our biggest episodes and a big celebratory episode because we are celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary.
20 years. How's that possible? You still look 25 somehow.
No, you do too. You look so young.
Which just doesn't even make sense. But no, we've had an amazing, amazing 2 decades of marriage, and we just feel so blessed and privileged. And this episode, I'm serious, we've done well over 100 episodes on the podcast. I'm most excited about this episode than anyone we've ever done because we're going to share some of the highlights of what we've learned in our own marriage for the last 20 years. We're going to have, like Ashley said, some of our favorite people joining us, our kids. It's going to be so much fun. In fact, if you're listening to the Naked Marriage Podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen, this would be a great episode to head over to YouTube. We put all of our podcasts on YouTube.
Yes.
If you're not following the Dave and Ashley Willis channel on YouTube, just look up our names, look up the Naked Marriage Podcast, find this episode there because there are going to be some things you're going to want to see in this episode, especially when all of our kids get in here. Man, it's going to be fun. I'm so honored to be sweetie on this adventure with you. We're so honored, listeners and viewers and part of our Naked Marriage family worldwide, that we're on this adventure with you guys. So thank you so much. Just thank you for sharing and celebrating this milestone with us. But this isn't just going to be about us. Like everything we share here, we hope that you get some nuggets in this episode that are going to make an immediate difference in your marriage.
Yes.
Whether you've been married for one day or you've been married for 50 years, hopefully there'll be something that you can learn and apply. But man, we're going to have a lot of fun today.
We are. So let's dive in. Well, this week is a milestone week for us, and we are so excited. We're celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary. I can't even believe it. It just has flown by, right?
It has. How is that possible?
20 I don't even know,
years.
Honestly. Yeah.
So we got married young. I was 22. You had just turned 20.
I'd been 20 a month before or so.
Months before. Mm-hmm. So we were young. You were still in school. I had just graduated college.
Yes.
And 20 years, man, a lot has happened. So as you think back over the last 2 decades, like what are just some of the things that stand out?
Oh my goodness. Well, of course, you know, for us, we have the 4 boys. And so thinking about each of them and just how they've added to our family and changed our family dynamic in a great way, that definitely sticks out to me. I think those early years, you know, for a lot of people that may not know this, but we waited 3.5 years before we started our family. And that time was so sweet, like just having the time, just the two of us. And in that time, before kids, you know, I remember learning a lot too, just learning just how to live together, you know, how to with our different habits, because we both, like I'm a little bit anal retentive about like the house being a certain way. And I remember—
And I'm very free.
And he's free. He's not like a dirty or messy person necessarily, but it just doesn't bother him as much if there is a mess. And I remember we had to kind of work through that. And finances, you know, were definitely hard. We had to work through a lot of that because we were so young and inexperienced and just had to learn some things the hard way.
Yeah.
You know, I think family dynamics with extended family was something that I think most couples can relate to that we had to work through. And, you know, the whole leaving and cleaving, and we've had several moves in our marriage, and every move we've learned something different. Those have definitely been, you know, big moments in our life where we've really grown together as a couple and as a family. And, you know, I think honestly, more than anything though, I just think about how much we are still laughing together. And that's probably my favorite thing because we love to laugh. Like until we, like laugh until you pee, laugh until you cry, whatever you want to say.
Right.
Like that, you do
and
that.
I'm getting
for
to the age
still.
Where that can happen a lot easier. We're just
I had 4 kids, you guys. It happens a lot.
But we laugh and laugh, and that is a gift. I'm so thankful.
It is a gift. Yes.
And your laughter is my favorite sound. So if I can do something to make you laugh, it makes my day. And I hope that when we're 90. I'm still doing that. And you're still laughing and we're laughing together. I just love sharing life's moments with you. I love that we get to serve together.
Yes,
I
mean, the work love that,
we're doing right now, getting to work together to encourage other people in their marriage. That's one of the great joys of my life.
Yeah.
And we encourage every couple. If you're listening right now, you and your spouse are your partners in all things, you know, and God wants you to be a missionary duo out in the world, making the world a better place. And so find a way to serve together, to work together.
Yeah.
And it can really do wonders for your marriage. And this didn't start with us just even with marriage ministry.
No.
From the very beginning, we started volunteering in youth ministry at our church together.
Yes.
And those early years of serving together and working together for a greater good, it really did something not only to increase our faith, but really to bring us closer together. It's like it made us realize we're on the same team. You know, we're sharing some big goals. And
yes.
It's a dynamic that every marriage needs. And so I'm so thankful for that as well.
I am. He's taught, you know, we've mentioned this in past episodes, but I do remember we were part of the Lighthouse at Northeast Christian Church in Lexington, Kentucky. Those of you, I know some of our friends who are there are still listening to the podcast. And so give big shout out to them, because that was such a sweet time. We didn't have kids yet. And so I really consider our first children, the youth in that youth group.
Yeah, they were great.
And they were the sweetest kids. I actually, Dave was, you know, eventually we were volunteers for a while, but then Dave eventually became a youth pastor as part of that ministry. And I actually, as a volunteer, started a youth choir called Witness. And we toured around the United States, kind of singing at different churches and ministering in that way. And it was just such a sweet time. And it really, for our marriage, it gave us focus, like you said, a common goal and a common focus. And at that time, I mean, that was our goal, was just to minister to youth, because we both had such a passion for it. I actually was also a middle school teacher. And so a lot of people are really scared of middle schoolers. And I remember thinking, why? I feel like I get these kids, and maybe it's because there's still that awkward middle schooler in me. And I just want to ease the pain of the awkwardness.
Well, you just
for
got
all
a gift
middle schoolers.
With that age group. You really do. And watching you shine from those early years of finding a sweet spot that, like, you know, I've got a gift with connecting with these kids in this age group. And
yeah. And you did too. I mean, we both loved that age group.
Yeah. It was such a sweet time.
And still do. We still do. I said loved, but we still do.
Yeah. We have a middle schooler
we
now.
Have those, yeah.
We've got kids of all different ages.
Exactly.
I still look at our kids and I'm like, how do we have kids these ages?
I know.
We've got two teenagers, two younger ones.
Yes.
Man, life happens fast. I mean, I think about our first dog, Maggie Mae.
Maggie Mae. I was thinking about Maggerton. We had Maggleton. You guys, like, this Basset Hound, she actually came to us. Like, we didn't even go seeking her out. Do you remember one of our neighbors knew that we wanted a dog, and we adopted one, but it ended up, like, I think, like, almost biting the child next door. And so we had to go ahead and essentially give it back to the Humane Society. And hopefully it had a home where there weren't kids, because we were like, oh my goodness, this is like a risk to our next door neighbors. And so we were so sad, though, because we really wanted a dog. And so our neighbor heard through the grapevine that this single lady who was living in an apartment complex who wouldn't allow dogs loved this Basset Hound that she had, but had to rehome the Basset Hound. And so he was like, would you want to meet this Basset Hound and this lady? And so random. Well, we ended up loving Maggie Mae. And she was already named Maggie Mae after the Rod Stewart song.
Rod Stewart song. Yeah, this lady loved Rod Stewart. There's this song, Maggie Mae.
I know. And it fit her.
And so, like, we would sing to her. She was so full of personality. And she
loved her.
She had
so
this
much.
Deep Basset Hound bark. And then she'd also do this kind of mumble bark where she'd be like,
yeah,
but
she was awesome.
Ended up having to give her away after our first son was born.
Because I think the term is rehome, and people
rehome,
listening,
rehome.
You guys, we are dog lovers. Please don't judge
but
us.
She just couldn't get along with
the
baby.
She started getting aggressive towards Cooper,
yeah,
which was really, I'm not really sure why, but.
Well, she'd been treated like the baby for so long.
I guess.
We cried when we had to find her a new home, but.
It was devastating.
But you know, we
had her for years though. Like, she was awesome.
But now we got Chi-Chi, the little Chiweenie, half Chihuahua, half Dachshund wiener dog, and she's kind of become our family mascot. But man, there's just been so many great, great moments along the 20 years. And in this episode, you know, stick around for the whole thing, guys, because we have got some really fun things planned. In the next segment, our coworker Josie is going to interview us for just asking us some questions that are going to lead to us telling some stories we've never shared on air. And then at the very end, our kids, all of our kids are going to be here live in the studio.
Yes.
It is going to be so, so fun. So I'm so excited about everything we're doing today.
I am too. And you know, there's always that term, like the days are long, but the years are short, especially when you're in like the child rearing years, or maybe even just, even if you don't have kids, just a hard season. I think in life it can feel like that, but I will tell you guys, I'm 40 years old now. I feel like I have a little bit more wisdom. I need a lot more wisdom than I have now, but it really is true. The days are long, but the years are short, because I look at Dave and I can't believe, I literally can't believe we've been married 20 years, but I wouldn't change a thing. I feel like even in the hard times, we've learned so much and God has been so good to us and so gracious to us. And I'm still tickled to be married to you.
I'm tickled too. And you're the greatest gift in my life. And I still pinch myself that I get to be your husband. It's my greatest privilege. And I love you.
Love you, sweetie.
All right, let's dive in. It's going to be a fun day on the Naked Marriage Podcast. We're having so much fun on this episode, and the most fun stuff is still yet to come, so stay tuned. And so right now in the studio with us, we've got Josie, who is part of the incredible team here at XO, and she just does an outstanding job. She basically runs this place. You know, Josie just does a great, great job, and she's going to sit in and kind of interview us and play a newlywed game with us to see kind of how much do we know? How much have we learned about each other in 20 years?
Exactly.
So I'm excited and nervous that I hope I pass.
The not so newlywed game, because right. 20 years.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Well, are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Let's do it.
All right, let's dive right in. Your spouse has the day off and an empty house. How does your spouse spend the day?
All right, so Ashley is like a meticulous cleaner. And so if there's any like cleaning to do, she would probably do that, mm-hmm. As if she had the house to herself without the boys there messing it up. But then pretty quickly, she would try to get on a crime podcast, true crime podcast. She needs at least 3 or 4 murders a day. And she would kind of snuggle up in bed if you had the day to herself, even though she's like the hardest working person I know. If it's chill time, she'll chill. She'll get the true crime on, either Law and Order on TV or like listening to a podcast, and just chill with our dog Chi-Chi in bed for a bit.
Yes, that's pretty true.
Yeah.
Okay. And so for Dave, Dave has, he is such a hard worker. He honestly has a hard time relaxing. And so he would just get a ton of work done. Like you would plug away at some blogs, maybe start a new book, maybe finish writing that book. I mean, honestly, like that's how you're just prolific in that way. And then he would go for a run. And then, you know, he might look at sports and stuff. Like when there's time on his hands, I always find him like at ESPN, you know, like kind of looking up different sports things. And I don't see you taking a nap. So yeah, you'd probably just enjoy the quiet.
Yeah. The older I get and the less often quiet happens,
That's true.
I appreciate it. So I would just savor that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Very accurate.
Okay. Question 2. Your spouse takes your hand and pulls you to the dance floor. They say the DJ is playing your song. What song is it?
You want to say it?
You go ahead.
Our song. What is it?
Well, like from way back, it's kind of evolved. But I think the first Our song we had was In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
Yes.
Which is kind of hard to dance to. But
I love it.
It's still like, still, you know, we love like 80s music. So
we do.
Yeah. Anything from the 80s.
What was the new song you were going to say?
Well, I don't know. I just think like it kind of, you'll find a song and you'll say, oh, I like this. Let's get into it. And it changes. Like
it does.
So we have like In Your Eyes and a couple classics, but then about once a month you'll say, oh, I love this song. And it'll kind of be on the top of the playlist for a while.
Like right now, what do you think that song is?
Right now.
Oh, I know.
Like she just found this song.
It's
by
so good, you guys.
Sting and
Shirazi.
Yeah.
Like an African singer rapper.
Yeah. It's called
by Sting.
Like, by Sting and Shirazi.
And two guys.
Oh, okay.
It's called like
Englishman/African in New York.
And it's got this like real cool beat, and she's like, "Oh, I love this.
I like African
to dance
beats.
To."
Yeah, because
Ashley's like a dancer.
Cool, like, so good.
Yeah,
like it's really, really good. So
I have to check that out.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did you realize that your spouse was the one?
Right away. I mean, it didn't take long. We actually had talked about marriage. This is going to scare some people, but we actually talked about marriage within 2 weeks of starting dating. Do you remember that?
Pretty seriously.
I know, kind of crazy for a lot of people. They're like, what? I mean, we didn't set the wedding date or anything, but we both felt like
I knew she was way out of my league and I had to seal the deal quickly before she recognized that she could have better options. And so I'm like,
Whatever.
So we talked about it fast.
We did.
That's awesome. All right. Where did your first kiss happen?
On the lips. So, well, okay. Here's a funny story about the first kiss.
This is really funny.
So when we first started dating, she had just had this oral surgery.
Gum surgery. Uh-huh. A gum graft.
Graft thing, which was pretty like, you know, intense. And so we're dating and she had this like mouth guard and she had for a long period of time, like she couldn't have any like pressure like at all, like on her mouth. Mm-hmm. And so like all this time built up where we hadn't kissed because we couldn't.
Right. Well,
can I tell them what happened in the cafeteria? Because we got engaged while I was still in college. Uh-huh. And, well, this is probably before our engagement. Because this is first kiss. So we're both in college at this time. You're a senior, you're a junior, and I'm a freshman. And we're in the cafeteria. I don't think I had told you about my gum graft. And basically, when you get this done, you have kind of this thing on the roof of your mouth where they've taken the gum out mm-hmm. to replace the part of the gum that you need replaced. And you're not supposed to eat anything that could be crunchy. And I think I had bitten into some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And you guys, started dating. This is so gross, but I'm just going to say it, okay? We say it. We're very honest on this podcast. But I started having blood.
I didn't know that.
You guys, and I'm holding this. So this is what he witnessed.
We're mid-conversation.
And I'm bleeding profusely from the mouth.
But she doesn't,
like,
I don't know that.
Like a zombie or something.
But she just gets up and leaves.
I
thought, like, she just ran off. And I'm like, what did I do? Like, I thought the relationship was going so well. And she literally just, mid-sentence, got up and left.
I mean, it's gushing.
But I didn't know. Of course, she's, like, bleeding from the mouth. And so, like, that's going on. And so, like, we literally couldn't kiss for the longest time.
For, like, 2 weeks.
So by the time that, like, we could, and I was so nervous.
You were scared.
That I was going to, like hurt her. And it had been, like, built up so much that it was, on my part, the most awkward first kiss ever. You know, it's, you know, you picture all these, you know, there were plenty of sparks and everything else just from being with her. And I knew that she was the one long before we'd ever kissed. But I didn't want to hurt her. Mm-hmm. And I was so awkward that she just laughed about it. Now it was like, it was the least smooth on my part. First kiss.
Because I was going in and I
didn't know how much pressure to apply. And it was real. And we just laugh about it then and now.
It was nice and awkward. It was.
It's gotten better, of course.
She asked actually where it was. So it was outside of my dorm building, Knight Hall in Georgetown, Kentucky, Georgetown College.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was like a starry night. It was beautiful. But yes, I think when you find out your girlfriend's gushing from the mouth, you're going to be nervous on the first kiss. So like,
right, yeah.
There's blood, you know, involved.
And it's a good story that you can tell on your 20th anniversary.
That's right.
So
never been shared. You're hearing it here first.
Exclusive.
21. Yes. That was like 21
Sorry,
years
so
ago.
Gross. So yeah.
I'm super excited about some Mother's Day gifts and future birthday gifts that I have coming up. And it's made possible through our friends at Aura, A-U-R-A. An Aura frame is essentially a digital picture frame that you can upload and customize really at any point. You can have your pictures streaming in real time. You can change what pictures it shows. You can make it exactly what you want it to be. It's so customizable. It's so cool. You can even add pictures to a loved one's frame in some other state or other part of the world by uploading a new picture you think they'll love that'll pop up on their frame. And it's a great way to keep families connected. I think this is one of the most thoughtful gifts that you can give. So I want you to go to AuraFrames.com and use the promo code NAKED to get $30 off plus free shipping, which is an amazing deal. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code NAKED, and I promise you, they're going to love their Aura frame. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And so how it works, it monitors everything you're spending. It gives you a quick snapshot of where the money's going. When it feels like money's flying out the windows, like it does at our house sometimes, it helps you identify where it's going. And specifically those ongoing subscriptions, maybe you signed up for a free trial, forgot to cancel it. Next thing you know, you're being charged $10 a month for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And it cancels that stuff for you.
And we want to save you money too, because you guys, life is expensive. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/naked. That's rocketmoney.com/NAKED. rocketmoney.com/naked.
Who was the photographer for your engagement photos?
Oh.
This is, guys, this okay. is such a crazy story. It's my fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want me to tell them? Or you tell better stories. You go
no,
for it.
I don't.
No.
So Ashley's ex-boyfriend took our engagement photos.
Oh.
Okay.
It wasn't a serious relationship. Let me just say
that. Oh, my gosh.
It was not serious in my eyes. Yes. It was not.
It was to him. And I'm not going
to. Well, what we found out later, it was to him.
He's a good guy. And I'm not going to. But he put him in a terrible, awkward position because I was trying to tell Ashley just how guys work. And she said, no, you know, we're
more friends.
We're just friends. I'm like, no, he doesn't want to be your friend. He has friends. They're other guys. And he wants to marry you. And she's like, no, it's not like that. And
I would say, I just see him more as like my brother.
But she told me the whole story of like the relationship. I'm like, this dude is in love with you. And then she's like, no, you know, we're just really good friends. And he takes pictures. And I want so we're talking about awkward for me. Like we're making these like love pictures. And the guy taking them wants to literally stab me. You know, like
he was very good sport.
Super nice.
Well, do you want to give more, the rest of the story, or do you want me to tell it?
Well, I don't. He it just you know came
well,
out
this
later
is why we
clearly
found out.
That he yeah you because know, oh yeah because he
let me continue so I
so he comes to
no,
the
no he didn't come I put him in the wedding you guys. I had him as a reader in our wedding because I truly did see him as my brother and did not realize the strong feelings he had for me because I thought he felt the same way about me being like a sister. I so I said, why don't you read a verse at our wedding? Because he was a family friend of ours. Like my family loved this guy too. Mm-hmm. So he reads in our wedding. Well, at the rehearsal dinner.
And I'm like, am I the only one that sees that this is crazy?
You guys, at the rehearsal dinner, we had a moment where people stand up and say something about the couple. And he starts crying and saying like these.
Yeah. Crowded
like,
room.
I hope you're happy. And just crying. And Dave's grandmother who has no filter and a loud voice.
She's this country woman. God rest her soul. She just starts loudly saying, he loves her. That boy still loves her.
Like loud. And then he runs out of the room. He left. He just left and the rest of dinner. And then I had to go read at our wedding.
I just slowly looked at Ashley with this
horrible
look that said like, I told you.
You guys, and I feel terrible.
No,
it was
so
horrible.
So yeah, that
it was my fault.
That was a lot of information on just the engagement photographer thing. But
well, now I know why this question's in here. I was wondering why is this question in here, but now I know.
Oh gosh, and
good guy. Hey, if you're listening,
very good guy.
All the best.
I am so sorry.
I'm so sorry that
it was my fault.
Yeah,
I did not read the room.
Read the room, sweetie. Read the room.
Oh, okay. Who spends more money?
Me.
Yeah.
We're both spenders though. Like neither one of us loves saving, but we do it. But Dave's better at it.
But it's like she doesn't buy frivolous stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. we just have four kids and she's the one that's typically buying stuff.
Well, true. Yeah.
But she'll replace stuff a lot faster than I would.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm like, oh, that couch, we can get another 10 years out of that couch. She's like, I ordered a new couch.
Like phone chargers.
Well, no,
like
I usually check with you first, though. I
buy phone chargers. That's what I buy because they're always missing.
That is true.
But,
if you had to choose actors to play each of you in a movie, who would you choose?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's
like we choose our own actors.
Past or present.
To play
like
yourself.
Well, Dave gets told all the time he
younger
looks like
Denzel and
Oh, Denzel, yeah.
I know who I want you to like. Can we both say who we want to play us and then who we think
yes,
play
us?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I want Amy Adams to play me.
Yes.
But I think that Sylvester Stallone in Over the Top specifically because that was his crime.
You know what I mean?
Over the Time. Is this pre-Rocky or mid-Rocky?
Well,
this
let's is mid-Rocky, see. Over probably. The Top was probably around the same era as Rocky IV.
So Rocky IV, Sylvester Stallone.
Timeline movies.
Or a more recent person for you young people listening, Milo Ventimiglia, This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
But not Milo,
who
not that one.
Who actually played Rocky's
Gilmore
son
Girls,
in
Gilmore Girls Milo. Like, as a man. I felt like when Rory
this
was dating.
Very specific.
Like, Jess, Milo Ventimiglia. Okay, spoiler alert if you're watching Gilmore Girls. That was you. Like, I was like, that is my husband as a young man. So, yeah.
All right.
There you go. What about you?
I could totally see Amy Adams with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll go there.
There's one more you've told me, though, before, and I'm trying to think if it was. It's in that movie I love where you're like, what do you want? What's that? The movie we love.
Oh, Rachel McAdams.
He always says.
I could totally see that.
I don't think I look a thing like her or Amy Adams. I think they're amazing. But there was something
you're
about Rachel.
That's the only difference.
You would say that. I don't know why.
I think either of those could come close to trying to capture your awesome Ashley-ness. For me, I don't know. Ben Stiller.
You do. Ben Stiller. I love it because he's so funny like you. I love it. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Yes, The Ferret. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yes.
Okay, what story does your spouse's family tell about them over and over again? I'm excited to hear this one.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, Dave's family, I think this is so telling of his personality and how he's just got a strong sense of who he is and he knows what he wants and like God's calling on his life. So at 5 years old, like his actual first name is not Dave. And actually, my first name is not Ashley, so which is really fun. But so his first name
we're in witness protection.
Yeah, I know, we're in protection.
His first but you name have a is, podcast.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We're really bad at it.
You know, we're just terrible. But his first name is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. Oh. And like back in the 80s when he was in kindergarten, the girl named Aaron, E-R-I-N, was very popular. And you know, when you're a little five-year-old boy, kids make fun of stuff like that. And so one day he came home and he told his parents, he's like, my name is not Aaron anymore, it's David. And they were like, oh, but, you know, Dave's mom is the sweetest lady. She's like, oh, I can hear her saying like, Dave, but Aaron, like, don't let kids do this. And he's like, no, I am David. And so out of respect for his desire, his parents from then on out called him David. Hmm. He only has like one aunt that sometimes calls you Aaron. So out of all your family. And yeah. They love telling that story because it just shows his, I mean, decisiveness and and strength of mind. I mean, to be that old and to be like, no, I want to be called David. And so I just thought that was so sweet. What about my family? I'm trying to think what story they tell.
Gosh, they tell a lot. Well, she was actually a child star.
What?
I think like, stars are far-fetched.
No, she was a child star. People don't know this about Ashley, but she was on Broadway in New York City as a little girl singing. She was a finalist for the revival of Annie when they brought that back on Broadway as a sequel to be Annie. She was a little redheaded girl, full, huge voice, huge
time.
Personality. She's been the star of a Super Bowl commercial when she was a little kid.
Oh my gosh. KFC Go Buckets.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I mean, popsicle commercial.
So yeah, she has done like a bunch of cool stuff way back in the day. And she's doing amazing cool stuff now, but she never draws attention to
My family loves talking about that.
But they love telling those stories.
They bring out like the VHS tapes and like find a VCR somewhere and play it for Dave. That was a very early thing they played for you, so.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. This has been so fun celebrating your 20th anniversary. And you guys, you really want to stay tuned because the next segment, we have the entire Willis family in the studio. So stay tuned. I am so excited for this segment because we have a Naked Marriage podcast first. And we have all four Willis boys here in the studio with us. Yay!
No!
Yeah. We're going to be asking them questions about mom and dad, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Yes. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun, but before we dive into the questions, we're going to do introductions.
I'm Cooper, and I'm 16.
I'm Connor, and I'm 14.
This is Chatham, and he's 6.
I'm Chandler, and I'm 9, and I like pizza.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
So I'm going to ask these questions. This is about mom and dad. What have you learned from your parents about what it means to be married?
You treat your spouse like your best friend.
Whenever you get married and you got kids, you're going to want a little free time. Gosh.
What do you mean by free time?
Like just go on a date every day so you can get free time from
every
your kids.
Every day.
Okay, let's go to question
two. Oh, I wanted to say something. When you get married, every day you kiss your wife.
Oh,
that's great.
You do.
What do your mom and dad do for fun?
They go on walks with each other.
No, they go to restaurants and stuff.
Hang out with us.
Yeah, we love hanging out with you guys.
Of course.
How does your dad show your mom that he loves her? What about your mom? Okay.
When they have like the leg of love thing.
The leg of love.
Mom allows dad.
Okay, what is the leg of love?
The leg of love sounds really naughty. It's really not. It's the leg of love is when I wrap my leg around her and like hold her in a cuddle position.
It's more of a
and she's not
binding
a cuddler. It's
position.
You're right. So I just like to squeeze her and I wrap my leg all the way around her when we're like spooning. And she hates being confined. And so I can only do it for about 5 seconds. But
yeah.
But I give you your leg
but it's
of
love.
Time.
Yeah.
She kisses Dad every day?
No. Yeah. Yes. And I love that.
Okay, what is the most embarrassing thing your parents have done? You have
my
one?
My mom being naked in the bath.
That's just a bath.
That's just a bath.
Well, of course, in a bath, you better be naked or you wouldn't get clean.
Okay, so this one's fun. What are your family traditions?
So one of the traditions is every single Christmas, our mom buys us new pajamas, and then we all take a family Christmas picture.
Actually, that's right. This year?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Dinosaur, it remember?
The dinosaur belt thing on top of the pajamas.
It was a dinosaur with a Santa hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Cooper, you had something?
Okay. Yeah. Happy 20th anniversary.
Aww. Thank you. Well, I want to add that I love these guys so much, and I really appreciate just all they do. And even coming on here, I know this is kind of out of everybody's comfort zone, but you guys are just amazing. And you being your mom and dad is the greatest joy of our lives, and we love you all so much.
Thank you to the editors.
Thank you all so much for watching and listening to this episode. We need to do this more often, but we don't always get to, but we have a long list of people to thank who make this episode and the podcast possible.
Yes. Yeah. This is not just the two of us by any means. We are part of a much bigger and greater team here at XO Marriage. In fact, if you go to the website xomarriage.com, you can find the full list of everything this amazing ministry is doing, from the live events to the blogs and resources and videos and the streaming service, which is called XO Now, which is a great 24/7 on-demand streaming service of the best marriage content out there. But we want to specifically thank just some of the amazing folks who make this podcast possible. Josie, you heard earlier that did the interview with us. You know, she helps with project management. We want to thank our producer, Marcus. We want to thank our editor, Andrew. We want to thank Chris and Jonathan and the whole incredible tech team.
Yes.
That really makes all of this come together. It really is a joy to serve alongside such an amazing team here at XO Marriage. It's a joy to do the work that we get to do to just hopefully bring encouragement to you through your AirPods and your car stereo and wherever you happen to be listening. We are honored for the feedback you've given us, for the prayers you've prayed for us. It really, really is a joy. And sweetie, I just want to say it is a privilege to be on this adventure with you. Happy anniversary. I thank God for you every single day. Next to the grace that Jesus gives to us, you are by far the greatest gift in my life. And I can't wait for the next 20 years.
I can't wait too, sweetie. You're my very favorite person in the whole world. I love you. Here's to the next 80 years, right?
I'm in. I love you.
Love you too.
We'll see you guys next time.